It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And a lot of things happened yesterday. The Open Championship went on. Cam Smith picks up his first major title. What a final round he had. Rory McIlroy missed out on winning it. But you can have all the live golf you want. I will take the Open and then the Masters. And because I'm from Connecticut, the Travelers of the golf I like to watch. Now, I know LIV Tour is a redesigned tour, and it's done things to increase attendance. They could have done it without trying to attack the PGA. And conversely, the PGA also should have been able to cut this off before it got out of control. You know, Greg Norman tried this about 10 years ago and failed miserably. But 10 years ago, he didn't have all that Saudi money backing him doing this. But it's just too bad because it overshadows. I mean, when you have golf and it's played at a place like either the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, or at the old course, Scotland. Oh, come on. That is the tradition. And that tradition is not carried through with what they're doing at the LIV Tour. Yeah, it's golf. It's fun to watch, I guess, yeah. But the tradition of LIV Golf is money, M-O-N-E-Y. Now, the PGA needs money, too. But it just follows the game as it was invented and meant to be played. Enough of my talk about that. I won't go any further. But incredible pictures out of the Open this year. Tiger Woods... not thinking that next time it comes around to the old course that he'll be playing, and the crowd just going crazy. John Daly almost making the cut with his son on the bag. Pictures of John Daly and Tiger Woods on a putting green. Just amazing, amazing, amazing pictures came out of the Open. All right. Terrible, terrible thing happened in the Yankee-Red Sox game yesterday. Chris Sale suffered a broken pinky, which now he's going to miss more pitching time against the Yankees. Here's a guy, great pitcher, and had the weirdest injuries and setbacks. And if I can find it, I'll play you what he said the other day. It was amazing. All right, let's go to the scoreboard. The Yankees over the Red Sox, 13-2. The Blue Jays over the Royals, 4-2. Nationals over the Braves, 7-3. Phillies over the Marlins, 4-0. The Rays over the Orioles, 7-5. The White Sox over the Twins, 11-0. The Athletics over the Astros, 4-3. The Mets fell to the Cubs, 3-2. Mariners, 6. Rangers, 2. The Pirates over the Rockies, 8-3. The Giants, 9. Brewers, 5. And the Diamondbacks over the Padres, 3-1. So those are the scores. Now, on to some of the images. First of all, we'll go to the Yankee game. Gerrit Cole had 12 strikeouts in 7 innings. And this is what they sounded like in 7 innings.
2-2. Swing and a miss.
And
on the chain.
This is what they sounded like.
Cool. Swing and a miss. Got 2-2. Swing and a miss.
Pounded up to 99.
And this is what they sounded
like. So 3-2 on J.D. Martinez. Cole deals. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 3. Then it was Espinal who was next in vote, so he got chosen above Torres, although Torres, obviously, with the war that he has and the season he's having, probably deserves it more as Cordero goes down on strikes. Swing and a miss.
You know, certain players do well with a bat, and then the whole league wants to use them, you know?
Swing and a miss. Seven strikeouts in four innings for Gerrit Cole as the Red Sox go down in order. One, two, three. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number eight. As Duran strikes out. But I would probably ask for a bat. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
So, you know, you want to continue to get him his 100, 105, 110 pitches. And, you know, they're very low-stress pitches right now. So he's on automatic pilot at this point, and it's fun to see how good he is.
It's a call.
It's just absolutely. People want to know what the big difference in the Yankees this year is. Pitching. When the hitting goes bad, there's pitching there to lift it up. And, yeah, every once in a while, they'll be off a couple of ways. But not that much. Now, here's the audio that I want to play for you from the injury that happened to the Red Sox starting pitcher. It's Chris Sale showed the classiest, most observant thing when he was asked at the end of the game about his injury. He was just classy.
Look at this finger. I knew it. I knew immediately that feeling of just kind of cold water rushing through your body when something like that happens. As soon as I hit the ground, I look down, fingers gone. Yeah, absolutely. It's a broken bone. I've been there, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, getting active again, moving around a little bit, and then we'll see from there. I'll meet with the hand specialist either tonight or tomorrow in Boston, and just, you know, go with what he says and see where we're at. Everyone gets knocked down. How do you get back up? That's where I'm at again. So get back up, dust yourself off, clean it up, and get back to it. Very frustrating. Elbow surgery for a pitcher is not uncommon, right? It happens. With this job, with what we do, you deal with that. Some of the other stuff was sometimes you think, why me, right? Two things I know for a fact right now. I have a lot of love in my corner. A lot of people that care about me and want me to succeed. And somebody somewhere is having a worse day than I am right now. And that's a fact. And the competitive side of me doesn't really want to accept that. But the person in me knows that. And if I want to sit here and cry about a broken finger and, you know, boo-hoo, poor me, I could do it. It's just not fair to everyone in here, and it's not fair to people in the world, honestly. Like I said, there's a lot more people out there that are worse off than I am right now.
Classy. Brazil. For the Red Sox. Great pitcher. And had some just really weird injury things. All right, so we've reached the All-Star break, finally. 92 games played for the Yankees. Which means they only have 70 more games left. That's it. 70 more games left. 162 games. So look at that. So if the Yankees only have 70 games left and they have a 13-game lead, and they go 45-25. Another team is going to have to win about 90% of their games to catch them. So the Yankees are in first place by 13. Tampa Bay has one of the wild card slots. They're up by 1.5. Toronto is tied for that. Minnesota has a 2-game lead in that division. Houston a 9-game lead in the West. Seattle 1 game back in the playoffs. In the National League, the Mets have a 2.5-game lead over Atlanta. Atlanta has a 6-game lead for the wild card. Philadelphia is tied for the wild card, along with St. Louis. Milwaukee and St. Louis are tied for first in the Central, and the Dodgers have a 10-game lead out west. So that is a check on sports this morning on the Breakfast Club.